Become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
Hey, what's up? Episode 25. No, actually, it's 26. The Rain Man Podcast. Unfortunately, another late episode. I'll be honest. I debated even putting one out this week. Got some bad news back home. Grandmother isn't doing so good, so I may have to take a drive up there, so might not be an episode next week. We'll see what happens, but yeah, been kind of rough, so I figure why not. I should put something out at least, you know, try to take my mind off of it. But yeah, I didn't know if I was going to put one out. There's nothing going on this week, right? There's no more Ebola. Kim Kardashian showed her ass, and now, I don't know. The fucking world is in a frenzy. Isn't that old by now? Like, her ass, like, that's been a, I don't know, an old fucking topic by now. She has a big ass, we get it. I don't understand why this woman is so important, so famous. I don't even understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand why people are so infatuated with this woman or with this picture. It's a picture of her showing her big fat ass. You know, there's a video of her. She's fucking on film. Like, you don't have to use your imagination. You can just watch that. Instead of jacking off to that fucking picture that looks like a horse's ass. I'm sorry, I'm in a bad mood. I will admit, like, those internet memes of her, oh my god, they're fucking hilarious. It's actually worth it, just her doing that dumb shit, just for the internet to just, you know, have fun with it, I guess. As long as no other celebrities try reenacting that picture. Even though, who did that already? Fucking Chelsea? Chelsea Handler? Is that her name? Yeah. She posted a picture of her little fucking chicken cutlet ass. Don't know if I want to see that shit. What the fuck's wrong with you? I don't know where this episode's going. I did record one thing, so I guess I'll play that for you. Yeah, like I said, sorry, late episode, but, I'm not all, what's the word? I'm not really up for it this week, but, I figure I owe it to you to let you know that, if you don't hear an episode next week, you know why. So, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I'm tired. I just got off of work. Third shift. It is now 10:08. It's 10:16 a.m. I got off at 6, so I've just been laying here bullshitting. I'm actually in bed, snuggled up in my Tasmanian Devil blanket, and I got my Star Wars Darth Maul blanket right here, like a little twinkle toes. But it's so fucking warm, I can't help it. I don't give a fuck. Laugh at me. I'm shivering. Nestled in this blanket of fucking looking like a goddamn 2-year-old, but it doesn't matter, I'm warm. Okay, where am I going? Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, and yeah, here's the episode. With election day last week, and what was going on this week? Veterans Day? Yeah. When was that? On Tuesday? Yep. With Veterans Day and Election Day, I've just been hearing the word pride a lot. And Puerto Rican pride. Not Puerto Rican pride, like American pride. Like, I'm proud to be a American. I don't know why I said Puerto Rican. Or even that, I don't even understand that shit during the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Like, Puerto Rican pride. Or black pride. I never
understood that. Like pride. What's the meaning of pride? Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm about to check right quick. I got the fucking internet right here. Because to me, hold on. Before I even check it, to me, what pride means is, okay, I'm not good at definitions. I'm good at examples. Okay, perfect example. I had a programming class, all right? I had to take the final test. I had to take it 3 fucking times, all right? The first 2 times, I honestly, not a care in the world. I don't know. I was just lacked focus, lacked intelligence. I didn't even try. The 3rd time, I busted my ass for it. Like, seriously. Hardcore studying. Like, think of Rocky IV workout montage. But instead of me working out, I'm actually, like, studying. Like, picture that in your head. Like, I was fucking hardcore focused, all right? And I got a C+ on it, all right? A C+. I passed, all right? That was a fucking accomplishment. I was proud of that. I took pride in that grade I got. How about that? Okay. That's my definition of pride, all right? So, matter of fact, hold on. Let's go to Google here. Okay. Because I need to know this. Because I'm getting really fucking tired of hearing it. All right. Definition right here. Dictionary. Number 1. Okay. Pride. Satisfaction with self. The happy, satisfied feeling somebody experiences when having or achieving something special that other people admire. Okay, look at that. So I was right. Look at that. Look at the brain on Raymond. Yep. All right, look, number 2. Let's just check this out. Proper sense of own value. The correct level of respect for the importance and value of your personal character, life, efforts, or achievements. So, okay, so look at that. Value of your personal character. So that's you. Take pride in, like, yourself. See, right there. Yeah, that's why. That's that shit you hear, like, oh, like, you know, you're proud to be an American. Like, how can you be proud? How can you be, I keep getting the words mixed up. How can you be proud of, I don't know, other people's accomplishments, I guess. Is that what, that's my definition. I don't know. Look, number 3, right here. Feeling, okay, the 3rd definition of pride is feeling of superiority. An attitude shown by somebody who believes, often unjustifiably, that he or she is better than others. That actually sounds like Americans. Oh, shit, look at that. He or she is better than others. Yeah, that sounds about right. Now you know why other countries can't stand us. That right there just fucking nailed it, that definition. All right, let me get out of here. Yeah, sorry about the short episode. Like I said, I got a lot going on next week, possibly, unfortunately. So, no episode next week. But, I promise I'll have one for you the following week and the week after that. All right. Every week, every Tuesday. Just been kind of late, you know. Like I said, you heard it earlier. A lot of shit going on. All right. So that's it. Talk to you guys and gals later. Okay. Bye.
Yo, Ray. That's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. Them people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man,
at Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.